Why single out Muslims? History of all political rule is bloodshed, history of bloodshed, and much more heinous bloodshed than you witness in the Muslim rule. If you have your facts right, this would be the conclusion drawn. If you read the British history, read the German history, read the history of the Roman Empire, read the history of the Mongols, read the history of the Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan, and so on and so forth. Quote one instance.
They were not given a Sharia.
No, that's not neither here nor there. This is what I'm coming to later on. But first of all, rectify your facts. Make them plain, consistent facts. When you say history of Islam is nothing but bloodshed, this is a misstatement to the effect that it distinguishes Islam's history from the rest of the history of the world and throws a reflection on the Islamic history as against the other histories. While if you compare statistically, the history of Islam is least studied with events of bloodshed as compared to the history of non-Islamic forces everywhere, anywhere in the world. For instance, I quote just one example. There has been religious persecution witnessed in the Islamic history in Bani Umayyad as well as Banu Abbas and in Spanish, Moorish Empire as well. Put all the cases of persecution together and there will not be at the maximum more than a few dozen cases of burning people alive. While in the history of England, Queen Mary of Scots had 5,000 women, British women, put to stake, that is burnt alive, in one order, under the false allegation that they were witches, practicing witchcraft. So just single, not only the British history, the one order, our British sovereign, in persecution and bloodshed, was much greater, much deeper, much more heinous in all effect than the entire history of bloodshed put together of the Muslim rule. If I am wrong, then you come out with a study of history and produce facts where I am wrong. Only a few cases, for example, look at the first wars between Muslims and Muslims of the early ages in Khilafat. The number of killed and the number of wounded would be so surprisingly small that it is hard to believe. Yet this is what the non-Muslim historians also tell us. The total number of people killed in the holy wars of Islam during the lifetime of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa and was not more than all put together, Muslim casualties and non-Muslim casualties, not more than a few thousand. And the total number of people killed during these feuds between one claimant and another during the period of Khilafah is hardly 1,000 or so, not more. While in one battle, the Battle of France, 1 million soldiers were killed on the British side. Such staggering. And the losses suffered by the Russians, can you imagine the number of losses suffered by the Russians? Give me a guess. 200 million. Were the losses, recorded losses of the Russians at the hands of Nazis. And do you know that the population was Bosnia was reduced, the entire population of the whole the country was reduced to 25%. And just, this is not the whole of war. This is just pieces out of a war the casualties suffered by Bosnia were greater than the casualties caused by the Muslims to the other Muslims.